On January 11th, Human Rights Watch learned that Akramul Dashov, one of Uzbekistan's most prominent independent religious leaders, had died in prison in 2010, many years after being imprisoned and hidden by the Uzbek government from the world. His tragic end only continues a much more terrible story that began in 1998 when Akramul Dashov was first imprisoned on charges of narcotics possession. He was let out of prison a few months later, but then after the February 1999 bombings in Tashkent, was re-imprisoned for 17 years on extremism charges. And Akramul Dashov became, in many senses, for the Uzbek government, a symbol of extremism and terrorism, although the government had never and has never come forward with any evidence to substantiate those claims. Akramul Dashov was an important religious leader in the Fergana Valley in the early 90s who gained much popularity for his teachings that concerned questions of how to lead a moral life, how to lead a properly Islamic life, how to do business in Uzbekistan in the early 90s in accordance with Islam, and how to avoid corruption and also gain virtue in the giving of charity and the treatment of one's workers and fellow community and family members. Akramul Dashov's philosophy gained so much popularity that by the late 90s, there were dozens of businesses following and implementing his teachings, and a large community that extended to thousands of people in Kokand, Andijan, and other cities. Of course, by 1998 and then 1999, Akramul Dashov himself was put in prison. He suffered incredible torture in those years. And then after the now well-known events in Andijan of May 2005, the government pinned responsibility for those events on Akramul Dashov, all the while accusing him of masterminding those events from his prison cell. The last time much of the world saw Akramul Dashov, he appeared on a television screen testifying in an Andijan courtroom. And many believed he had been tortured into some sort of confession to take responsibility for the attacks in Andijan. Since that time, no one has ever precisely known his location. His family members did speak to him last in 2009. Since 2009, he's had no contact, or they've had no contact with him. Human Rights Watch considers that conduct by the Uzbek government of concealing his whereabouts to be a very serious crime under international law. This is called a disappearance, an enforced disappearance. In 2014, Human Rights Watch asked the Uzbek government directly where Akramul Dashov was located. They refused to answer that question, which at the time only confirmed that this was a disappearance case. We're now only further saddened to hear this news. We've spoken with the Yuldashev family, and they are devastated. And now it is time for the Uzbek government to own up to what has happened, to give a full accounting of what happened to Akramul Dashov, make sure the family members or other appointed representatives have access to his remains and his body. In terms of the U.S. government and other international actors, we hope we see a strong public reaction to this. Akramul Dashov was a very important, not just political prisoner, but religious figure, and his treatment and his experience demonstrates the religious persecution that is so widespread in today's Uzbekistan and needs to end. So we hope that this case will yet again act as a stimulus for policymakers to attach actual consequences to the bilateral relationship. We do hope that on the Tuesday, January 19th talks that the State Department will hold with Uzbek officials, this case will be raised both privately and publicly. And we hope that justice will be done and that this sort of end will not be met by the thousands of other political and religious prisoners in Uzbekistan today.